Hundreds packed into the Senate Agriculture, Conservation, and Natural Resources Committee yesterday to support Bailey's Law, which would give pet owners 10 to 14 days to recover treatment costs from sellers if their dog or cat is found to be sick or diseased. Senator Chap Peterson of Fairfax is the bill's patron.
Unfortunately, in our statute as it is right now, you can either give the animal back and never see it again, or you can keep it and, of course, have no remedy. And what we've tried to do here is basically strike a stronger balance, which is both pro-pet and pro-consumer. And in that case, we also would give you the vet costs that you would incur up to the time of the notification. So you would have a very limited remedy of those initial vet costs, and that would be capped by the purchase price. So it's not like you're going to come in and make some sort of windfall on this. You would have to have an audited actual vet cost, which you could receive up to that amount. So this is a situation where, again, you have people that love pets, they love animals, they're going to do what they can to save the animals, and again, we're still giving them a limited consumer remedy.
The bill is inspired by Bailey, a one-year-old beagle who was purchased at 8 weeks old from a licensed pet store in Fairfax. She was underweight and malnourished at less than 3 pounds, and had many of the conditions common in puppy mills. Felicia Collins Ocomarez is Bailey's owner.
Within hours of getting her, I was very clear that she was terribly sick, and we went to a vet and they told me that she might die. She had severe parasite. She could not eat or drink water. She had a respiratory infection as well as a hole in her heart, the heart murmur. It was a long journey back to health. I mean, immediately after getting her, we had to put her on an IV because, you know, without food and water for the amount of time, we would have definitely lost her.
Over a year later, Bailey is happy and healthy. She sat patiently yesterday in committee, gathering plenty of attention. Collins Ocomarez says the bill would make a difference in many pets and pet owners' lives by holding commercial pet sellers accountable.
It would have made our journey a lot better. It cost me thousands of dollars to get her healthy, and a bill like this would, I believe, put some of the onus on the pet store owners to make sure that the dogs are healthy prior to sale.
The bill passed committee on a 13-1 vote and now heads to the full Senate. Another bill, patroned by Senator Bill Stanley, would create a publicly accessible animal cruelty registry.
That would track those people that have been convicted of the most serious, felonious, violent acts against animals. So we think something like that should be within the public domain, and we think it's important to make sure that those people that have been convicted of those serious felonies do not get animals in their hands again, and that those that may transfer animals, sell animals, or give animals, whether it's a pet shop or a rescue group, have that information when they make those determinations on who should and who should not get our domestic animals, such as cats and dogs and horses.
The bill unanimously passed committee and now goes to Senate Finance to examine its fiscal impact.
And the concern was is that the state police says it's going to cost $1 million to fund and to manage a list like that. We have 782 Virginians that would qualify under that list. I don't believe that that cost is a true cost, and I think there are other ways we can handle it that is fiscally responsible within the Commonwealth's budget.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.